USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he leaves a two-day NATO summit in Brussels, President Trump declares,
I think there's a better spirit for NATO right now than perhaps they've ever had.
The president also says as the summit wraps up that NATO allies have answered his call to up their defense spending.
You know, they're here as a prime minister, as a president, and they can't necessarily go in and say, this is what we're going to do, but they're going back for approvals.
Prior to the summit, NATO allies had already agreed to up their defense spending by 2% of GDP over the next few years. They say nothing has changed after this summit, despite the president's claims. FBI agent Peter Strzok to testify before a House committee today. He's under intense scrutiny for anti-Trump text messages he sent when he was part of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The founder of Papa John's, John Snatter, has resigned as the company's chairman of the board.
You always get a great deal more with Papa John's.
The pizza chain came under controversy after Snatter reportedly used the N-word during a media training exercise. According to a report in Forbes magazine, Snatter not only used the N-word in a conference call with a marketing agency, but also reflected on his days growing up in Indiana, where African Americans were dragged behind trucks to their death. Croatia beat England in the World Cup semifinal in extra time, and that means Croatia advances to the final for the first time. England scored first, but in the 68th minute of play, Croatia tied it at 1-1. Then late in the second extra time, Croatia scored the go-ahead goal. England was unable to even it up again in the last few minutes of play, and Croatia celebrated. They'll face France in the final on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A new reality TV show debuted last night. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A new reality TV show will help contestants pay off their student debt. The show is called Paid Off, and it's on True TV, and it hopes to highlight that many young Americans and college graduates are struggling to pay off their education loans. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about the idea of this show on Fox Business.
It's a great idea. I mean, who wouldn't love the opportunity to have a game show where someone else take care of all your student loan debt? The reality is, very few people are going to make the show or even win that opportunity. So there is no student loan fairy. You're going to have to take care of this yourself. We've got 44 million Americans that have student loan debt to the tune of almost $1.3 trillion. So we've got a student loan epidemic. It's a big deal. And so people need a path. They need to know what can they do, because you can't bankrupt student loan debt. It's not going to go anywhere. So the way to deal with it is to attack it. And I tell people, I know it can be a big dollar amount, but if you sit down and make a budget and start to look at this and start to pay more than the minimum payments, I promise you, you're going to make progress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Navy says it will allow its servicewomen to sport longer hairstyles, such as lock hairstyles or rope-like strands, along with wider hair buns. And women will now be able to wear ponytails while in uniform as well. Navy officials say it will make the Navy more inclusive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.